Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, a podcast featuring Women for One truth tellers, everyday women passionate about sharing their journeys and inspiring others. Real Women, Courageous Wisdom, because every woman has a story. Welcome to Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. I'm your host, Kara Bradley. Today, we're with Liz Adams. Liz is a truth teller, and truth telling she's been doing. For the last year, she has been living from the inside out and discovering her true authenticity. This is about as real as it gets. So welcome, Liz.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, and I can't wait to get started.
All right.
An amazing year for me, and I can't wait to share some of the details of what I've been going through.
Well, great. Well, let me ask you just to start, because I know we're always also interested at what does it take to actually write a blog and submit it to Women for One? What inspired you to do that?
Well, what inspired me was the number of women that I come in contact with who have their own stories, but they might be hiding behind those stories and they might be a little afraid to even discuss them. And when you write and you release your creativity out into the world, it gives women permission to contact you or to say that's my story too. And if she can do it, I can do it. I love Women for One because they made it so easy to write and submit it. They also had someone there to work on some grammatical things or just kind of help put some editing together. And so they made the process really, really easy. So it just felt like a natural fit for what I wanted to share and what they were offering to the world.
Yeah, I agree. So what is it that you want to share?
Oh my gosh. I will tell you that my number one theme this year is authenticity. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I mean it from the inside out. I've spent the last year really discovering who I am as a woman, what that means to me, what it means in terms of the energy I put out, what things I get involved in, how I relate to family members, how I relate in the business world. And I didn't realize that that has been a big struggle for me, is really finding my authentic voice. And so that's what I'd like to share with the time we have available.
I love it. I really relate to that because as a woman, but also as a business owner, I struggled for many years with who I was supposed to be in different roles as manager, as director, as teacher. And I've played with this word a lot myself, and I think you really just have to continue to experience it, unpack it, experiment with it, till like the suit starts to fit right. What do you say?
Yeah, I would say you have to jump in. And for me, it just no longer became a choice. I was absolutely miserable about a year ago. I was in a relationship, I was in a house, I was in a job, and I was doing all these activities, but there was just a part of me that was so unhappy. And I couldn't really understand how to get to the core of it because it was almost like a ball of yarn. I had to pull away all these threads, you know, threads of insecurity and unhappiness and what will people think if I end this relationship or if I leave this job. And I finally had to just say that the second season of my life, you know, I'm 48 years old, the second season of my life, I'm going for it. I'm going for my true happiness. There is a light shining within, and I've got to find out what that is. And so I took the time, and it all started about a year ago at this point where I just said I will never, ever have another argument with anyone as long as I live. And this amazing shift just occurred in my life. And from that, when I decided that I just wasn't going to argue with people, I noticed that there were things that were being shed from my life. And I was okay with that. I mean, it was, some of it was painful because, you know, you identify with certain things. I've got 25 years of STEM experience, science, technology, engineering, and math. I've done women's empowerment for as long as I know. I've done leadership development. I started a nonprofit. I had all these activities that were just there. And I had to figure out what was most important for me in that process. I know. It's a
That's
lot.
a lot. Wow. So tell me, how do you even go about the process? What was your, did you have practices? Did you have support? Like, how do you start unraveling that big ball of yarn?
I just made a decision. I made it up in my mind that whatever was coming up against me, I would deal with it. The first thing I needed to do, because I knew in my heart of hearts I didn't want to be in the job and I didn't want to be in the relationship and I didn't want to be in the house, so I had to organize my finances. So I think based on what you want to do, you start with whatever feels right. And that's what I did. I just started feeling my way through the process. And I hired a business coach. I hired life coaches. I had friends that were helpful, and they were helpful to a certain degree. But again, it's internal work, and you have to go through it. Sometimes I felt like I was absolutely losing my mind because it was I was shifting my mindset and shifting my thinking, and I just said there's got to be a better way. And so as I started unraveling, if what I was dealing with didn't feel right, I kept unraveling until it began to feel right. And then I knew, okay, I've got that area good. I'm not going to let anybody dump on me in that area. I'm not going to allow myself to go back to a negative place in that area. I'm good there. And I just move on and move on to
Wow.
the next thing. It just feels so good a year later. I'm telling you, it does.
Wow. Well, you're just like bursting through the computer screen, let me tell you.
I feel it. I feel like a big ball of light every day now. But I didn't always feel that way. I didn't. So I know I have compassion for other women who are afraid to take the journey, who maybe don't think that they can. But I'm telling you, it is so much worth it to be on the other side of all of that despair and misery. Trust me, it is.
That is really incredibly inspiring. You know, I truly believe, and one of the reasons why I do what I do as a teacher is I see the light in my students. You know, it's like, you know, I teach yoga and they'll come in, they'll put their mat down, and I could see they're just, you know, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this, or I'm not going to be able to focus. And you know, I know because I know how they're going to feel at the end of the class. I know what's inside of there. And it's a matter of, like you said, unraveling the yarn, unblocking what doesn't serve you. You know, but the thing is that I think we forget, and that's why a truth teller like you is so important in our world to remind us, is that you're not always going to be comfortable. You're not always going to know the next step. You know, you're not always going to feel like you're getting anywhere, but if you just stay with it and sit in the fire long enough, right, something's going to come up. Some truth's going to show itself.
Yes, and I just believe that we all have this blueprint and it illuminates as we get closer to who we are. And that was part of my journey, was I wanted to see these things illuminate because I knew that I would be the best person ever for whatever I decided to get involved with if I could just figure out where I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to do. And just taking on activities and managing a to-do list was not getting it for me. It's just at the end of the day, I'm still feeling like there's something missing. You know, I'd look out the window and say, there's got to be more to the to-do list. Now, I don't mind so much the to-do list because I'm creating the to-do list based on where I feel I should go and where I feel I can best serve. And that was just a shift. And it's an incredible shift that I feel every day. So I'm very fortunate in that perspective. But I know the process. And some of it is great. Some of it is great. And some of it's, you know, the hard stuff. But it feels good.
So let me ask you just gave me such an incredible visual, by the way. You probably don't even realize it. You said, I believe I have this blueprint, and as I get closer to who I am or to your authentic self, that blueprint starts to illuminate. And I had this incredible visual. And I think for so many of us, there are areas on that blueprint that are dulled, that are, the lights are out, perhaps.
Right.
So we can't even necessarily identify, you know, a certain area because it's dark in that area.
Yes. But I feel, for me, that I was led to those areas based on the work I finished in another area. And as I mentioned before, my finances were the first area. I had signed up, you know, I'm this person that's a doer. So whenever I get an idea, I go out and get a domain name and I register for these hosting services. And when I looked at my finances, I was paying for all this stuff that I was never using, these subscriptions to magazines and all of this. And I had to just get that in order and say, that doesn't serve me right now. Let me kind of dial things back and put some proper controls in order. And like I said, and once I got that done, I felt so much better about my finances. And then I could work on the next thing. And I think sometimes we think that our lives are so overwhelming that there's no way we can kind of dig through the process. But there is, there's that map inside. There is the guide inside that will let you know, you know, where you should take your next step. I truly believe that.
That's so simple. It's so simple. I love it. Can you tell us, so finances is where you started, and maybe, you know, I start with taking vitamins every day, or
yes,
I start with going for a walk around the block. Like, we all can start in a different area that at least we, something we can stay consistent with.
Yep.
Right. So what other areas have you identified, like, that you've had this little run-in with?
In this year, oh my gosh, I had to deal with family.
Right.
I have aging parents who live in Mississippi. I'm currently in between Minnesota and DC now consulting. And I just had a heavy heart because I didn't have the flexibility to see them when I wanted to see them, or to be able to get to them if something was happening. And so then I had to say, okay, whatever I do now from a financial perspective, it has to allow me the freedom and flexibility to get to see my parents, whatever means I do. And so that was the next thing. And so that meant then when I saw opportunities to work full time that I could take right away, even though I really needed the finances, it didn't line up with my authentic self, where I was trying to go. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes. You know,
so,
yeah,
it's all about what's important to you. The relationship, I dealt with that. I left that relationship. The job that I had at the time, because again, that didn't allow me the freedom and flexibility. That actually was not a very good thing for me at the time. I moved temporarily to Minnesota, as I mentioned, so that I could gain more clarity, be with some family members during this time. One of the other things I did was I removed a lot of social media distractions, Facebook feeds, Tumblr, Pinterest. I just got a lot of that out of the way so that I could really focus on what was important. I felt it was a distraction. I was getting caught up in telling my story on someone's feed or someone's post or something like that. And I just said, I can't do that right now. I've got to work this process. And like I said, I'm much happier as a result of it.
Yeah. Wow. So we have family, we have finances, we have relationship, job, location, social media. You could add in health there.
Health, spirituality. I mean, that was what was starting it for me, is obviously the spiritual component. I felt a calling to my authentic self. And from that calling, that's where I was led to deal with the finances first and then everything else. But ultimately for me, everything starts with spirituality.
Yeah.
So I've got to have my mind, body, and soul in order. Otherwise, I'm no good to myself and I'm no good to anyone else.
Mm. This is really great, really sound advice, because I feel like so many of us feel like we've got to have it all together all the time. And that if we really just, you know, we put our focus on one small area, it's almost like, it reminds me of a strand of Christmas lights. I'm coming back to your blueprint again, because that really, I really like that. But you think about your life being just a bunch of strands of Christmas lights. And you know that if one of those little suckers goes out, you know, the whole strand goes out. But if I could focus and find that that one light bulb and maybe spend a little time to fix that one light bulb, I can fix an entire strand in my life.
Yes, you absolutely can. And that strand, that light bulb, might actually lead you to another light bulb, which might not be fixing, but it might be discovering. Like, I rediscovered I love short stories. So I wrote a lot of short stories, of course, the blogs. And so I honored that period when I needed to write, when I needed to write these stories about Vibration Girl and you know, little kids and the queen and the princess, all these little stories that I wrote so that I could get some of these things out, and it would lift my spirits, lift my energy and all of that. So
yes, and thank you for saying that, because it isn't all about fixing. It is about discovering and creating and making stuff up and just experimenting with life, right?
Yep. Exactly. And going with it. And that's what I say, wherever I am, if I need to fix, I'll focus on that. If I need to create, I'll focus on that. If I need to dance, I will do that. I will just turn on some music and just start dancing. It does not matter to me. I'm finding that at the core of who I am, I'm just so much fun, and I wasn't having fun. And so, like I mentioned, some of the fun is in the creating, just creating on the fly. Yeah. Spontaneous concert nights I have with my family now. And how
great. Yeah. You must be so much fun to be around. I could just tell.
We have a good time. We have a really good time.
So tell me about, I was reading this, one of your blogs with Women for One, and you were talking about your dream of being a shoe designer.
Yeah, so that was a dream I had a few years ago. So I actually explored this thing called authenticity, although I wasn't spiritually awakened then. And I just said, I don't want to keep working these 9-to-5 jobs. I want to do something. So I had actually left the job, and a girlfriend of mine was designing handbags at the time. And she was like, hey, why don't you come with me to Italy? I'm going to meet with some designers. And I took a trip with her, and I was like, well, if she can do handbags, I can do shoes. So we came back, and I spent 3 more weeks out in Italy. I didn't speak any, you know, Italian. I didn't know anything about the process. And it was the most fascinating, magnificent experience of my life, designing these shoes and going to a big shoe event in Milan and picking out the threads and the colors. And oh my God, it was magical. And I actually then ended up, by the time the shoes were shipped, I was on my way to California to pursue a dream in singing. And I ended up in Beverly Hills finding a woman who had a boutique near Rodeo Drive, and she let me put my shoes there. So I go to Italy. I don't know how to speak English. I've got these shoes, and my name is inside the shoes. And then I end up in Beverly Hills, and my shoes are in the store. And so I guess all in all, I accomplished the dream. I realized that at the moment, at that time, that I didn't really enjoy selling as much as I enjoy creating relationships, creating partnerships, fostering, you know, cultural exchanges between what I was learning in Italy as well as America. And I enjoyed that process. And so from that perspective, I think it was a big hit.
Yes, I love it. I love the freedom from the fear of failing, because what is it really? What would it mean to fail? Okay, so you just stop selling shoes and you just go on to singing, right? You just kind of keep, I mean, you know, there weren't huge financial consequences to any of that. So what advice would you give to people listening about who are so inspired by your story and your kind of just joy de vivre, you know, just your love for life and the moment?
Start small, and then as you build your courage and your faith, there's so much you can do. I mean, I wish we had more time, because I can tell you about other incredible stories that have happened to me. But if you start small, you kind of build your faith and the courage to step out in life a little further and to kind of trust the universe. kind of trust the process, trust God, whomever it is that you serve, that, you know, there really is a good life out here for you. And I think sometimes we look at other people and we think that's how we should be living. But if we focus our energy and our efforts back on ourselves, we will find the most divine, magical life for ourselves that's right there waiting for us to live.
It's right there. And to just when you feel it, just know that blueprint, right? Is
yes.
That's your blueprint turning on.
Yes. Yes. And when you can smile from ear to ear, like I'm doing right now, oh my God, just thinking about how excited I am about life now. And I couldn't say that like 2 years ago. I was crying a lot. And so I'm, you know, just one step and watch the pathway illuminate for you. It has to. That's how this system was designed for us.
Wow, what an inspiration. Thank you.
You
so much. And thank you all for joining us. Liz and I just kind of, you know, shooting the stuff and just, you know,
fun.
Talking about being on fire and lighting up blueprints and pathways.
Yeah.
And, you know, life's too short. Your life is way too short to be, you know, too long in the dark. We have too much to share.
I believe that.
Yeah. Well, thank you all. And thank you, Liz. You have been a rock solid truth teller today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This was so much fun.
Awesome. Well, keep sharing. Please keep sharing with us.
Thank you.
All righty.